AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A lot of folks in the East are wondering when things might get back to normal following this weekend's massive snowstorm. In Philadelphia, Mayor Jim Kenney says it could take a while.
I want to ask people for patience during the cleanup and remind them this is the fourth greatest snowfall in city history. As a matter of fact, in one night we received more, 18 some inches. It was the largest single snowfall in a 24-hour period.
In Baltimore, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is asking residents not to try to dig their cars out just yet.
Think about leaving it until the snow melts. Take a taxi, a Uber, a Lyft, whatever. But just think about safety, and please don't throw the snow back out in the street.
But in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio allowed schools to open today.
We cannot say in this neighborhood there's school, in that neighborhood there's no school. It doesn't work that way. We made a decision that was in the best interest of the overall city.
Thousands of airline passengers are still stranded because of the snowstorm. There were hundreds of delays and cancellations again today. In the West, 10 people have died in avalanches in the past 10 days. That makes this month the deadliest January for slides in nearly 20 years. The Supreme Court is refusing to review lower court rulings that overturned North Dakota's ban on abortion at 6 weeks of pregnancy.
North Dakota's attorney general did say that this case was a long shot to begin with, and that it came as no surprise that the Supreme Court today refused to review the case.
That's the AP's Mark Sherman. Fewer people than expected are buying health insurance under President Obama's health care law. A Congressional Budget Office study says 13 million people are likely to purchase policies during the latest enrollment period. That's down by about 8 million. 30 search warrants have been executed in California and the manhunt for three escaped inmates. And on Wall Street today, another sell-off as we headed to the close. In the final hour of trading, the Dow is now down by more than 200 points. This is AP Radio News. A Democratic senator is blocking one of President Obama's appointments.
It's pretty common for Republicans to block the president's nominees, but Democrats are another thing. Now, Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey says he wants the FDA to crack down on abuse of opioid painkillers, and until he sees a plan, he'll block a floor vote on Dr. Robert Califf. Califf's a top cardiologist and number two at the FDA, and a Senate committee recently approved him by voice vote. But critics, including Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, worry about his ties to the pharmaceutical industry. And Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski may also block Califf over FDA rules on genetically modified salmon. Mark Smith, Washington.
The University of Missouri communications professor who confronted student journalists last year during a campaign protest is now facing misdemeanor assault charges. That's prompted another call for the ousting of the professor. The protest led to the resignation of the school's president. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.